the awesome love of God for His own. Let's talk about it on this edition of Key Life.
Leslie Brown, and this is Key Life. He doesn't think of himself as super spiritual, but he is honest. He loves the Bible, and he loves to teach it, to apply it in daily living. Steve?
Thanks, Mike. Hope you had a great weekend, and I hope that you were as blessed by what was taught from your pulpit as I was blessed from what was taught from the pulpit at my church. And if you have your Bible, by the way, we're continuing with our study in the Old Testament, and we're up to the book of Deuteronomy, and you say, yippee, I can hardly wait. Let me tell you something, this is a great book. And what I want to do in this Old Testament survey is to show you that the Older Testament is not just an aside to the real Bible, which is the New Testament. The Older Testament is filled with God's grace and His love and His kindness to His people. We'll be continuing with that. Actually, it's going to be kind of a long study, and if we get tired of it before we finish it, we'll stop for a while and maybe go do something else. And then we'll come back to this because I am committed to going through the Older Testament. And what we do is give you a book, and then we talk about who wrote it and where it came from, something about that book, and then we look at some of the major themes and perhaps take some time to look at some of the texts that are my favorite in a particular book. Hey, listen, I haven't told you in a while, but if you're listening from prison or from jail, or you have a friend in prison or jail, if you'll let us know, we have a wonderful Bible growth teaching program from the Crossroads Bible Institute, and it's absolutely free. Now, don't try to fool us. If you're not in jail or prison, or you're not doing this for a friend in jail or prison, don't ask us for it, because this is just for those who find themselves on the other side of the bars. But if you'll give us, and I'll give you a phone number and an address at the end of the broadcast, if you'll let us know, we'll get the application out to you, we'll get the process started, and by the way, it's absolutely free, and you're going to love it. So be listening, and have a piece of paper and a pencil at the end of the broadcast, and I'll give you the addresses and a phone number. Before we study the Word, let's go before the throne. Father, we're glad for another week, and we're glad that we belong to You. Sometimes it's hard to belong to You. Sometimes it requires that we do stuff we don't want to do and that we not do things that we wanted to do. Sometimes, Father, we wonder and we doubt, and sometimes we wonder if we've given our life for something that isn't real. But when we have an attack of sanity, Father, we know and we remember where You found us, and we remember home, and we remember the memorials of our life, Your kindness, Your graciousness, and Your love, and Your sustenance. And so, Father, we're glad we belong to You, and we praise You, and worship You, and adore You. But, Father, if You had never been kind to us, if You had never loved us, if You had never sent Your Son to die on a cross in our place, You're still the Creator and Sustainer, the Sovereign Ruler of all that is, and as such, You're worthy of all our praise and all our worship. Father, You're big and we're small. You're everything and we're nothing. You're perfect and we're sinners. You're holy. We're not. You're eternal and we tarry but just a little while. But, Father, by Your grace, You have bent down low and listened to the sounds of our tears. You know everyone who's listening to this broadcast, Father. You know those who are suffering from financial problems, the one who is so lonely. Father, You know the couple who are having all kinds of marital problems and are thinking about a divorce. You know the people who are making decisions. You know the physical pain. You know it all, Father. And so we come as a child would come to a father with a broken toy. Father, we trust You. Teach us to trust You more. Meet us at the point of our needs as You describe those needs. And oh yes, Father, as we study Your Word on this broadcast, we pray for the one who teaches that You would forgive him his sins. They call him Reverend, and he's not. We would see Jesus and Him only, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, this week we're starting a new book in our Old Testament survey, and we're up to the book of Deuteronomy. It's the fifth book of Moses, the final book of the Pentateuch. Now, we have seen Genesis is the book of beginnings, has to do with creation and how stuff got started. Exodus is a book of redemption and freedom. Leviticus is a book of atonement and holiness. Numbers is a book of testing in the wilderness. And Deuteronomy, the book we're going to be studying this week, and maybe next week. I'm not going to hurry. We're just going to take the time it takes. Deuteronomy is the book of the law, the book of obedience. Now, as we have seen in the other books of the Pentateuch, the Hebrew name for this book is simply the Hebrew words for the first phrase of the book. These are the words. Now, that's not a very creative title, but that's the Hebrew title for this book. The name of the book that we have as Goyim in our Bibles, we get from the Septuagint, and I'm going to test you on this material, which is the Greek translation of the Old Testament. And it's from Deuteros Nomos. I know. You can impress your friends with what you're learning, and they'll be just blown away with your sophistication and the profundity of what you've learned. Deuteros meaning second, Nomos meaning law, and so this is the second law. So in our Bible, this book is called the Second Law, not because it is another law or because it is a repeat of the first, but because it concerns the law of God, and it's an elaboration on that law that Moses has given in various places throughout the Pentateuch. The giving of the book of Deuteronomy is right before the entering into the promised land, and the book is the last will and testament of a wonderful, caring leader by the name of Moses. Now, obviously, because you can read about Moses' death in Deuteronomy, he didn't write about that. Unless something really weird is going on. There were editors and people who wrote that part. But by and large, this book was written by Moses himself. Let me give you kind of a brief outline. You may want to take some notes on this. Chapter 1, 1 through 5 is the introduction. And then there are three discourses on the law found within Deuteronomy. The first is in the 1st through the 4th chapter. The next, the 4th through the 26th chapter, and friends, that is a long sermon. And the next is the 27th through the 31st chapter in the 8th verse, which is the third discourse. Chapter 31, 9 through 30 is the deposition of the law, 32, 1 through 43. Moses' song in the wilderness, and that is wonderful. And then 32, 44 through 33, 29 is the final charge and farewell of a man who's facing his death. And then 34, 1 through 8 is the death of Moses, and there's a conclusion in the last few verses of that 34th chapter. Now let me give you a key verse or verses. Actually, the 12th and 13th verses, but I'm going to read starting at the 12th verse, and I'm going to go through the 14th verse of the 10th chapter of Deuteronomy. Now, if you have your Bible, you might want to open it to that, and I'll be referring to this book of Deuteronomy as we go through this particular study. But at any rate, this is a key passage. Deuteronomy 10, I'm going to start at the 12th verse. And now, Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways and to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and to keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes, which I command you today for your own good. Indeed, heaven and the highest heavens belong to the Lord your God, and also the earth with it, and that is in it. The Lord delighted only in your fathers to love them, and he chose their descendants after them, you above all peoples, as it is this day. Therefore, circumcise the foreskin of your heart, and be stiff-necked no longer, for the Lord your God is God of gods and Lord of lords, the great God, mighty and awesome, who shows no partiality nor takes a bribe. He administers justice for the fatherless and the widow, and loves the stranger, gives him food and clothing. Therefore love the stranger, for you were strangers in the land of Egypt. You shall fear the Lord your God, you shall serve him, and to him you shall hold fast and take oaths in his name. He is your praise, and he is your God, who has done for you these great and awesome things which your eyes have seen. Your fathers went down to Egypt with 70 persons, and now the Lord your God has made you as the stars of heaven in a great multitude. Is that beautiful? Well, that's the key passage. That's what this is all about. Everything else in Deuteronomy is, by the way, commentary on what I just read to you. Now, the book of Deuteronomy, and by the way, as I read to that, do you hear God's love? Do you hear his special concern for his people? Do you understand the way he chose them so he could choose you? Do you understand the stream of history that was happening there and the awesome beauty and depth, the profound nature of God's grace poured out on his people? Listen, that's what the Bible is all about. Don't you give me this nonsense that the Bible is the testament of the wrath of God. It's not. It's the testament of a God who loved the people and who loved them so profoundly and so deeply that even Moses would have been blown away if he had known the whole story. In the beginning, he spoke to our forefathers. In this latter day, the Bible says, he has spoken to us by his Son, a Galilean carpenter, spread eagle on crossbeams on the town garbage heap. He loves you that much. You think about that. Amen. Hey, listen, if you don't have our Christmas Meditations booklet, I'd love to send it to you absolutely free. And you can go to our webpage at www.keyline.org, and you can download it if you want a web copy of it. At any rate, either way, if you let us know, we'll do it for you. Call us 1-800-KEY-LIFE. You can write Key Life Post Office Box 5000, Maplin, Florida, 32794. Or Key Life Canada, Post Office Box 32150, Cambridge, Ontario, N3H5N3. Or you can email the request, steve@keylife.org. And it's absolutely free. Christmas is hard for all Christians. We ought to do it in July and let the pagans have this one. But it's not going to happen, so you need something that will help you focus and make Christmas right and proper. And this booklet will help. I'll send it to you free, and I really mean that. But that does not mean that I will refuse a donation. We get out hundreds of thousands of pieces of literature and take free to so many people, but that some people are able to help us financially. If you can do that, pray about it. And if you're one of those champions, be as generous as you can. You can charge it on your MasterCard, Visa, Discover card, include it in your envelope. And for any contribution of any size, when you request it, I'll send you the cassette teaching Five Facets of God's Love. Hey, guys, I've got to go. Whenever you write or call, give us the call letters of this great station. And, oh, yeah, Key Life is a production of Key Life Network.